I love that line. Look what God gave her. She's the perfect teenager. And man, I was far from being the perfect teenager. Now, I wasn't one of those kids that, you know, spent any time in jail or prison or anything like that.
Would have done you good.
But we did have a kid in our neighborhood, Mark Kenner, and I've shared stories about Mark, and he was kind of the douche nugget of the neighborhood. And I learned real quick that every time you hang around with Mark, you'd get yourself in trouble. And when I was hearing that song, I was thinking back to the time that he challenged me. And, you know, I think, what was I, 12, 11
like
or 12?
Duel?
No, he challenged me. We used to ride to the grocery store and, you know, get gum and things like that. And I always had, back in the day, I had a 10-speed and I had a BMX bike and I had all the things, right? We weren't rich, but we were very middle class.
Yeah.
And there was a bike that was sitting out there and he challenged me to take it.
Why didn't he just take it?
Well, because that's the kind of guy he was. And I was that stupid 11-year-old that was like, okay. So
sure, I get it.
I got in trouble. I got caught. I got in trouble. I got home. And my dad was so mad at me. And for 30 years, that moment was burned in his brain.
You're still a felon around here. We refer to you as Orange Pants.
I never hung out with Mark Kenner again, but it was that moment that has my dad was so mad. It was like every time something happened, it was you that did it.
Moon
because
it.
You know, I was
it.
The yeah, I was the felon,
the
yeah.
troublemaker.
So did you ever have those moments with your dad where you got your parents so angry?
I was the golden goose. Are you kidding me?
You were, right?
I never did anything. My parents were too always yelling at my brother.
Oh, they were so busy with him, they didn't have time for you?
Yeah, he was a royal pain in the butt.
So what did he do to get them all angry?
The most expensive thing that I can remember, well, he stole stuff from them, too. He stole a lot, which was always a bummer. Yeah. He shot the front window out with a BB gun. And then once it broke, he shot it a couple more times. And then when they came home from work, he said that someone tried to shoot him from the outside of the house and that he was there to save the house. Like, they were trying to rob him or whatever.
Did he not get enough attention as a kid, or was it just...
Probably not.
Huh.
Probably not. But the BBs, the damage was clearly on... It was a dual-pane window.
Yeah.
The glass was broken. The BBs were... The damage was the wrong way.
Yeah.
Everyone knew he was lying, but he would never come clean. He would never complain about it. And it ended up being like a $1,000 window to replace. Something really expensive.
To the very end, he never came clean with that story.
Right.
But you,
probably
but
a couple years ago.
Oh, okay.
A couple years ago. He was like, well, my parents were like, yeah, we're not surprised. We know. You said that you shot from out in the yard. Someone shot around the yard, but the damage was from the inside of the house. Like, we're not stupid. You were stupid. You're a little tiny child. And he never would confess. So, yeah, they were mad. Mad for a long time.
Yeah, you getting your parents fired up. I know there was times where my kids got me all fired up, but I don't remember getting all that crazy mad. But if you've got a story you want to share, feel free to give us a call, 440-9103.
I was in sixth grade. My cousin and I, we skipped school.
Uh-oh.
And my mom dropped me off at school in the morning. And my cousin says, hey, let's go, let's skip school. I was like, all right. So we skipped school. And they called my mom, and we were down at the river playing. And I saw her pulling up, so we hid. She yelled for me, and I didn't go out because I didn't think she saw me. And make a long story short, I went back to school, got on the bus, went home. My mom says, oh, how was school today? And I said, oh, it was good. I got a little bit of homework here I need to go do. And she goes, don't lie to me. I'm like, well, what do you mean? She goes, they called me and said that you weren't at school today and I dropped you off at school. And I was like, oh, no.
Yep.
Yeah.
I said, do not tell dad. I said, I'll do anything you want. She goes, oh, no, not this time. So my dad comes home and my mom tells my dad and my dad yells for me. He goes, all right, John, you're gonna get a whooping.
Yep.
Go outside and get a willow switch.
Oh, you had to do the get your own switch.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, it was terrible. So I brought in one little one, you know, and my dad says that's not good enough.
Yeah.
He went out and ripped a branch off. and began, and then the whooping began.
And the whooping.
My brother says it looked like somebody skinning a chicken from all those leaves flying off. But that was one of the worst whoopings I've ever gotten. And yeah, they never believed me after that.
Yeah, my kids learned real quickly not to lie, because when I was living down in Medford and I was doing a radio show down there, I knew I had been there for many years, so everybody knew who I was, and they knew my kids. And so I would always get calls and go, hey, by the way, your kid's not in school. She's out, blah, 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 so where? And what I used to always tell my kids, I go, so how was school today? And before you tell me a story, remember, I know the truth.
I know everything already.
And then she would come clean. And it got to be the point where sometimes I didn't even know the truth, but I would just say that and they'd come clean. So they got to the point where they never lied to me, because they always felt like I knew what was going on.
As it should be.
Yeah. My son, I got a letter one time from school from my son. And it was good. It was a good letter. So I read it. He came home from school, and I said, hey, I got a letter from school. I opened it. Anything you want to say to me? So he came clean and said that they didn't even send home and tell me what was wrong. He I can't even remember what it was. He did something in school and got in trouble. I didn't even know. And I was like, what? I pulled it out. I said, this is what it said. And he goes, oh, no.
So I made my dad very angry in high school. I was 17. And I kept skipping school and getting truancy fines. And I had a court date. And he had to come with me. And all of a sudden, the judge brought up not only my fine, but a fine for him as well, because if it was a second offense, he would get a fine. Now, this was a very understanding, nice father who never swore my entire life. The second we left that courtroom all the way home, which is a 20-minute ride, it was the scariest swearing I've ever heard in my life. And it continued. I went to my room scared, locked the door. He went downstairs and continued the swearing. I thought I was going to get murdered.
I didn't open the front door for my brother when I asked him what the password was, and he put his fist through the glass window on the door.
Well, why are they blaming you if he put the fist through the window?
Because I didn't open the door, and I kept saying, what's the magic password?
Yeah, but you didn't punch it out.
It was sugar glass, too. It was one of those antique doors that made my mom so mad, because it's the kind you can't replace.
Well, at the end of the day, I'm going to blame your brother's roid rage.
My dad wasn't in the picture, but the angriest I ever did get my mom to be, I ended up getting caught TPing my local high school during homecoming, and I got a $650 ticket and 30 days in juvenile detention.
You went to juvie because you TP'd your high school?
Yep, because the school had security gates that we snuck past. So we also, it was either the 30 days in juvie, or they were going to put us on a year of probation and give us a trespassing ticket as well.
Just take the ticket and the fine. You should be going to juvie.
Considering that the two tickets combined would have been $1,300, and then I would have been paying almost another $2,000 in probation costs, I'll take the cheap way and deal with 30 days in.